Last question we're going to do is going to be Bannenberg, Bannenberg. Bannenberg, right? Let's see, let's start with Paul is a sixty-four-year-old gentleman with history of kidney cancer, end stage, papillary renal cell to be exact, with metastatic disease associated with ascites, the bone involvement, lumbar spine, lymphatic tissue, lung, soft tissue. Patient has decreased GFRs with creatinine of 1.2. Patient recently presented to the emergency room with let's see, with increased pain. Increased sacral lesions compared to previous X-rays. Patient had a cellulitis in the lower extremity, which was treated with antibiotics. Patient is no longer a candidate for chemoradiation therapy. He also suffers from hypothyroidism, pain syndrome, around the clock morphine, nausea and vomiting. Morphine and fentanyl, nausea and vomiting, finishing up antibiotic therapy at this time. Patient has a caregiver at home where he stays. His H and H is 9 and 27. He's ADL dependent, protein calorie malnutrition with albumin of 2.9, total protein 4.5. Patient's death is imminent. Given his current findings, and the fact that patient is no longer a candidate for chemoradiation therapy, patient's family is aware of his grave prognosis. Patient currently requires both aides and nursing care to care for patient at home. Has a KPS score of 40%, expected to die within 6 months, hence is hospice appropriate. Thank you.